Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
No! I mean, courtesy, he starts the music and he just starts texting away. Thank goodness he's deaf, because he's inside of that booth and I can hear the music. Literally, the vibration is coming through the glass.
No, like, no thanks. I'm full.
It's the only way that I'm aware.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah. And that means, oh, Marcus, you must start unraveling your headphones and setting up your YouTube channel.
Second thought, I'll have a soft pretzel.
My goodness.
That is a deep dive into commercials and PSAs.
Here's the problem.
Dude, what did Drew say to you? What did he say to you to have you doing that?
About what?
About starting like wink at me?
Okay, I'll
blow
say
me
something.
A kiss or something. Something to make me feel loved in here.
Or I could just. Yeah, I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Jeez. Why do you hate me?
I don't. I think very highly
you
of you.
You purposely tried to sabotage the beginning of that show by starting that music.
Dang it, Marcus.
I'm listening. I warned you. People, Listen.
As the elder statesman
of this studio, I sit and I warn.
A shot for that, Steve.
I warn. See what I'm saying? I warn Nikki about the things he does. I call Steve this morning.
Nick's going to be spicy because we won.
Steve.
But, yeah.
No more coffee, right? I say, Steve, listen. That sugar in some of these drinks are getting the best of us.
I know.
And we work on radio, and we have our coffees, and it's fun for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we end up. I mean, mucus farms, you know, like, sorry about the graphic nature of that comment, but you know what I'm saying? I give him that comment this morning. He says, okay, well, I'm getting ready to go get some coffee.
Yeah.
And then now you can't even hear a good show because he's coughing his head off.
Yeah. No, that one's on me.
Can't believe Steve hit me with the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wasn't playing around. Did you see that?
No.
Republicans took control of the House of Representatives, so I...
Yes!
I tweeted,
still more of a puddle than a wave.
I tweeted Nick and was like, eat it!
We got Arizona!
Somebody just got so mad at me. Did Marcus just say...
Did he say yes?
Look, some people say, I knew there was something about that boy.
I know. I tell you what, I've liked Marcus ever since he played.
Somebody said... Core roll thing. It wasn't a big thing.
They were red.
Listen, I gotta respond to a text. It's really important. So y'all have some back and forth.
They did call him Elephant Trunk back in the day.
Stuff. You mean back in the day? I'm still. Listen, y'all have some conversation between yourselves.
All right, go ahead.
The mic down.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sorry, I was.
What a great start to the show.
I know it was. It was fun. We do have a lot to get to today because we are going to. I watched a little Arkansas last night.
They're good at basketball.
Wish I hadn't. That was fun. So, probably going to call in Tuesday, just so y'all know ahead of time.
Got this little thing coming along on Tuesday.
They're a pretty good team. So, yeah, check that out.
Yes, they're a good team.
Yeah, check that out. So, there was that.
Do you want to go 2-3 zone against them all night?
Oh.
It's the only way we got a chance.
I'll say this. I'm interested to see these guys.
Away from home.
Will it matter? I don't know. I'm not predicting that they're going to just turn the lights on. But I will say this.
You know Sydney's going to show up, right?
I do wonder.
He's one of those kids.
I do wonder.
He's going to show up.
I love this. We're the only show in the city that can get away with this. Look, Texter says, live for life.
Yeah. We got one.
That's why I think people hate us, because we can say stuff on here that just, it's like.
It's the Charles Barkley effect.
People are like, why can't I say that? How can Steve be so proudly Republican on the air and Nick be so proudly Democrat?
I thought they were supposed to be a silent majority.
Yeah. And Marcus be so proudly the Green Party or whatever. Independent.
Yeah. Libertarian.
He gets to just jump back and forth.
I know.
Choose a side, Marcus.
Yeah. Even though I will say I'm excited about the upcoming election, it looks like I'm going to get the best of both worlds. I'm going to get to.
But you got to say like Kenny Payne.
I'm going to be the best of both worlds. Don't you criticize how he talks?
You're not allowed to criticize Kenny Payne.
I thought it was heartwarming.
Listen, if people want to peg,
I love
KP. Laugh at this. If people want to peg me with this, I'm going to.
Who's with you two?
I know.
Look who you're talking to. I accept you guys. Okay. And your pronouns.
I hate him. But anyway,
congratulations, Isaac Humphries, too. Shout out.
There's that, and we get to
Puma.
Puma Pass.
XFL.
I saw he was joining
XFL. Yeah. So, but
I missed on Puma Pass.
I get to vote Republican and vote against Donald Trump. I'm excited about that.
There you go.
Yeah, President Ron. So
you know what? I'm okay with that.
I win either way. Either he's the president or he's the governor of Florida. I win either way.
Listen, I got to catch up. So
okay,
titles.
All right. With all that being said, there's a couple things to get to. Obviously, with the basketball season. So
Satterfield, loving.
That's a funny conversation.
Going under radar.
That's a funny conversation because nobody. Mm-hmm. Is talking about football. And by the way, let me remind people on the air right now. If you don't have a ticket to the Cincy State game, let me plead with you. It's 3:00, 3:30.
Senior night.
It's going to be a little cold. Not going to lie to you. It's a ranked team.
What are you going to be doing for the rest of the winter? It's your last cold game.
Okay, here we go.
We're not going to Rupp.
Or Commonwealth or whatever.
Whatever.
What is it? I don't know. What Kroger Field? I don't know.
Do you care?
No. Okay. Hear me out. Pierce Clarkson's going to be here. Ruben Owens is going to be here. DeAndre Moore is going to be here. And that's probably the one, DeAndre Moore, that you're really going, if anybody's really on flip watch, it's probably him. Aaron Williams is going to be here. Stanquan Clark's going to be here. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a massive weekend for two reasons. The future and for Saturday. Because you can finish this season out with 8 wins, and you're going to get a pretty good bowl and go for your 9th win. Like, this can be a really successful season. My plea is that we just get out. Let's get out there Saturday. Let's watch this team. I understand it might not be sold out. But let's put the best crowd of the year in the stands. Let's show DeAndre Moore. Let's show, if you can't go, give away your tickets. Whatever. Let's give our best showing. Let's show a guy like DeAndre Moore, who, by the way, was just at Texas, was just at Georgia. Let's show him he made the right decision. Let's show him why he should stay here. Let's help Pierce. Let's help Ruben. Let's help those guys. Like, Marcus, do you understand? Tyler Hudson could come back next year. You could literally have Tyler Hudson and DeAndre Moore on the field with Ruben Owens and Tyon Evans. Tyon's going to leave probably. But Ruben Owens and Jahar Jordan in the backfield. Like, this is a big moment, okay? It's a big moment.
It's good. That sounds rather tasty. But what is the latest with DeAndre Moore? Oh, hey, guys.
DeAndre Moore?
Yeah.
The latest?
Well, I mean, like, is he's still with us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, you know, he died. I'm saying, like...
It's like, yeah.
No, but I know he wasn't eligible this year.
No.
But I wasn't sure if, like, he was going to go someplace else or he's still locked in to be... What? What?
You weren't listening. Okay, I'm going to restart the show.
I tuned out for literally
for
2 seconds.
For Nick and everybody else that might not listening.
That's the number one rule you
DeAndre
don't do.
DeAndre Moore is probably the most on Flip Watch. He went to Georgia and Texas in the last 2 weeks.
You all caught up?
Are you caught back up? Let's show him and help Ruben.
Is he talking to anybody is what I want to know.
Yes, he just went to Georgia.
I'm kidding.
Texas.
I know. I just heard that. Oh, I just heard. Sorry, I was replying to an Andy tweet.
I was like, God.
The boss texted me. I had to reply. I'm sorry.
Was it a text or a tweet?
A text. What did I say? Tweet?
You
text.
Said a tweet.
I meant text. Sorry.
All right.
Or was it a DM?
No. No. We do text. We go direct to text.
Wow. Well, good for you.
I have a hard enough time replying to those. I don't want DMs.
Yeah. Good for you. So I'm just saying, if we're ever going to, let's get out there this weekend. Mm. And again, just on the field. That's recruiting. On the field, you can go for your seventh win. And then go to Kroger Field where you're probably going to be favored. I mean, honestly, I think you're going to be favored. I mean, we haven't did a Sagarin update in a while, Nick.
Yeah, I can pull those up right now.
Is it Sagarin?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Sagarin. We haven't done a Sagarin update in a while. I mean, like, you're probably going to be favored in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You can finish with 8 wins. 8 wins. What are you smiling about over there?
I would have never saw that coming.
Oh, okay.
I would have never saw that coming.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm smiling. I'm setting up. I'm listening to you, and I'm like, long answer.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm getting a YouTube set up, and I'm thinking, boy, Boston College, you would have never saw that coming.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You would have never saw that
coming.
He was
done. I was in Orlando International Airport when he lost to Boston College, and it was done. It was over.
Louisville is 29th in the Sagarins, 79.5. They'll get the 2 points at home, so they're at 81.5 this weekend. And NC State, I have to scroll a little bit. They're 45th. They're at just over 75.
Okay, so.
So Louisville, according to that, is a
explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
6.5-point favorite.
Okay, this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
At home.
Now, what about Kentucky?
Let's see where the kitty cats be.
Steve, best case scenarios happen all the time. You do realize that, right?
Yeah.
Best case scenarios happen all the time.
We're going to be coming off a Maui championship.
Kentucky is currently 75.5. Now, they'll be getting two at home, so they're going to be 77.5. And Louisville is currently 79.5. So, if math serves me right, Louisville, they're 2-point favorites, actually, as of now.
Well, imagine what they'll be if they win and after what Georgia's going to do to Kentucky.
Well, you got to think, yeah, there could be some more movement.
Kentucky's on the green mile this week.
That'd probably be a good thing, too.
But Steve, they got to rest their players.
You know what? I'm not even making fun of them about that anymore. But you know what? That score won't be as bad as people think.
It never is.
Because Georgia...
They don't do that.
That's practice to Georgia. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know, Steve.
After he held the ball last year, you might be right.
Listen, that little irritant and cover that spread that you did, that little thing you pulled to cover the spread late.
Hear me out, Marcus. This is what I said yesterday. When your Kentucky friend or fan at work is like, Louisville sucks. You realize they just lost to Vandy, just got pantsed by Michigan State, Tom Izzo, going to get killed by Georgia. And if they turn around and lose to Gonzaga this weekend, like I said it yesterday, bro, y'all losing as much as Louisville is, if not more. You're just doing it on a different level right now. I heard John Bowles say it this morning. John Bowles like, okay, if we're going to criticize Kenny Payne for his coaching, look 70 miles down the road. He said, take those two teams you watched the other night and put them on a park somewhere. Who wins? Drew was like, well, UK. He's like, yeah, now insert coaches. Tom Izzo got two wide open dunks.
Why can't we talk twice. About We're not allowed. Steve, stop talking about that. Just stop right now. Yeah, it's not allowed.
Dude, Kentucky get beat every time you turn around. Like, y'all ain't doing nothing but
listen. That Vandy loss and coverage of it was amazing.
Yeah.
Was amazing. I mean, you talk about media blackout.
There's a scene in The Wedding Crashers where Vince Vaughn keeps getting hit. Dude, they're playing football and dudes, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Hot route.
Bradley Cooper's like, oh, and he keeps hitting Vince Vaughn. And Owen Wilson turns around. He's like, God. It's like, every time I turn around, you're on your back. Like, that's what I feel like. I'm like, oh, every time I turn around, Kentucky's losing.
And here's the thing.
And all you hear is, but Louisville. Louisville might be on a track to 8 wins.
We all of a sudden, we stopped talking about Louisville football. Totally. Now we're running, basketball school talk.
Yeah.
Once Kentucky starts losing football, got to go to basketball.
And they go lose to an unranked Michigan State.
A hugely underrated Michigan
State. At full strength. And all their guys back. They go play Gonzaga. And listen, Gonzaga, and I'm going to get to Texas. Ooh. That's going to be a big conversation later. I know. Ooh. Yeah. Texas-Houston, national championship game. Houston. I watched Houston last night. Listen.
That's why I've been retweeting Houston, the coach from Houston stuff. Go ahead.
I got it. Listen. Rashawn, I'm sorry. I gave him some hell over Kelvin Sampson. Houston's a real deal.
Yes, they are.
I don't think we could have got Kelvin Sampson out of Houston, but... But next time...
Give
me your list of candidates right now.
Baylor's coach.
Bruce Pearl.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
The Sampson thing.
No, he's good.
No. Yeah. Have you watched his team the last 5 years in a tournament, Steve?
They're always good.
Guess how they're doing it. Guess how they do it. Go look at their roster.
Oh, I know.
Go watch them play. Tell the people.
Okay, well, he's got a 6'8" freshman that's a 5-star that's dominating.
All his players.
Hey, they're all 6'8".
They're all 6'7", 6'8", 6'9".
They're what we want to be.
Switch on defense.
100%.
What exactly? Hey, I need players, multi-skilled, can do.
They're everything our roster is with. Without the ball going in the basket.
Without the motor.
With the motor.
Oh, yeah. They have the motor.
Everything our roster is right now with a motor.
Yes.
Yeah. And the ball goes in.
The motor takes time.
My 6'8 freshman is not hitting any shots right now. But my 6'8 freshman wasn't ranked number 5 in the country.
It's 55. What was Kamari ranked? 55?
Probably in that range.
Yeah.
39.
Okay.
We did that whole thing.
Sorry. 39.
Yeah, 39.
Well, listen, It's the Maben, the Maben Sagarin.
On five.
Yeah, on five.
On five, that has him. Kamari Lane's number two in the country.
That means, listen, you take the number he's ranked, you cut it in half, and that's how many games it takes you to be ready to play. Okay? You hear me, Steve?
Yep.
You take the ranking of the freshman, the composite ranking, you cut that number in half.
Okay, that's the Sagarin's.
No, that's what I do.
Oh, okay.
This is the on five.
No, I like it.
Take the ranking of every player, cut it in half.
Yes,
that's the amount of time it takes for them to be ready to go.
Well, and one thing I'm
so 35, cut that in half. 16
games. That's not terrible.
I know, Steve.
Because I would say, okay, the number five player, give him a couple games. You know what I'm saying?
Give him three games.
I kid you not. That's not bad.
That's a genius, Steve.
That's actually really good.
So what? Out of Michigan, what's my man's name? Out of Michigan, number one player out of Michigan,
Curtis Williams
Jr. What is he ranked, Steve? To see if he's gonna be any good this year.
It's gonna take 30 some games.
So at the tournament time,
sophomore.
You'll be sophomore. We're at tournament time.
I'm gonna get to this too. About that, but yeah, about next year's class, something we got to talk about today.
He won't be playing with more freshmen.
But man, it was watching them. They were impressive. So, anyways,
should we take a quick break before we jump?
Yeah, let's
into
do that, because when we come back, I want to get into Texas.
Okay,
and how it relates to Louisville.
Kenny Payne.
Yeah,
quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Bill.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert
or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. So, Steve, you watched a little basketball last night. You saw one thing in a emotional, draining way, and I saw it in a positive for my coach.
I saw both.
Okay, you did.
Watched a little. First, watched a little Arkansas. That was depressing. And somebody asked me for you to rate the dunk last night from Arkansas. I'm like, which one? They had a man go down the middle of the lane and reverse it. And I was like, that's pretty awesome. But they're talking about the, cradle.
Yeah, I know.
Boom.
I know. It irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
It irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
JJ Trainor's athletic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you were talking Texas. I know we're talking.
Oh, I'm going to get to Texas.
Around the world. But listen, when I watch, because I always say, the first thing we see when we see a good play for another team, do we have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have one of those? Do we have something similar?
Mm-hmm.
Then we say, not like that. Then you say, well, physically, yeah, but emotionally, no.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, I've seen once or twice somebody emotionally do something, last year, year before,
I'm pulling up their roster.
Somebody capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just want to call up L and say, L, the next time you see JJ, get that ball in the middle of the lane and throw that floater up and get it pitched by the Appalachian State dude. Tell JJ, pass this message along. JJ, if you power dribble and explode as high as you can and try to dunk on that kid, even if he blocks it, JJ, we're going to stand up and cheer.
Yeah.
At home, when we're watching you on TV, we're going to go crazy. If you power dribble and explode out of your stance as hard as you can and try to dunk that basketball, we're going to go crazy. Because here's the thing. Once you see that it's not going to hurt you to either get blocked or dunk on him or bounce it off the back of the rim or anything, referee's going to call foul. You know how hard it is to – but then instead I see JJ just lob it up there. Guy pitches it.
That was
disappointing.
That was disappointing. That play, by the way, that guy that dunked that last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6'10".
Oh, I thought he was 6'10". Yeah,
6'10", 215.
Yep, 215, slim dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing.
In comparison, just really quick, JJ is – why did I pipe in Louisville basketball and there's a picture of Hersey Miller as a child? Marcus, you type in Louisville basketball.
At least it's better than Twitter where they had Chris Mack as the head coach.
Look, this is Louisville. Oh, I did see that.
That's pretty funny.
Why is Hersey Miller a child?
Somebody trolling.
Aw, baby Hersey.
Steve, there was another play. I'm sorry. I'm nerding out, Steve.
Okay.
Because I did second half. By the way, people.
When JJ's 6'8", 190.
Check out my second half breakdown if you get a chance. So, they call a play for Kamari Lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big man screen action. Mm-hmm. JJ feeds the ball inside. Kamari Lance puts it up there. Mm-hmm. JJ comes crashing in, flying, Steve.
Yep.
He mistimes his jump, but he's hanging up in the air. Tries to tip the ball on the way down. Instead of grabbing the basketball, going back up, and punching as hard as possible.
Yes.
But here's the thing. When you see the play, you saw you saw the execution of the play.
Mm-hmm.
You saw what Coach Payne was trying to do, get Kamari Lands an easy shot right in front of the rim.
Absolutely.
He got him an easy shot right in front of the rim. He missed it. JJ crashes. Everything but the finish, to your point. We got a lot of that stuff. All got to go in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the facts. Okay. Let me move on. I watched that. Mm-hmm. I watched some of Houston. I fell in love with Houston. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Louisville.
If you watch basketball the last 4 years,
yeah.
Houston is what Kenny Payne wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna take longer than you expected to get the motor going.
Or it won't. We'll see. And I'm gonna parlay that into this conversation. Then I watched Texas Gonzaga. And I said Louisville has to do what Texas has done. First off, maybe just shrink the arena. Texas arena is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been underestimating Texas basketball. Watching that game last night. Like, I've been like, why do all these kids want to go to Texas? Like, who wants to go to Texas? Well, yeah, money. But, I mean, but we have money. We got to use it. We'll talk about that. But I was like, I mean, who wants to go to Texas? Speaking of, I don't know why I said this, but speaking of money, Mark Spiegel tweeted on your picture, said he was at that game.
Of course he was.
Yeah. When you...
In Maui? Duh.
Yeah. I don't know why I said money. Like, I'm like, money and Mark Spiegel.
502 Circle.
502 Circle. Join the 502 Circle, by the way. Keep that going. I think Kentucky's got like a one now.
So it's called 8-1, not 8-1-2.
Yeah.
Whatever. Winning.
But
666.
Yeah. Kentucky666.com. And you can donate to hell. So anyway,
Blues waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, they've either sold their soul. Sometimes I wonder that they've either sold their soul to the devil or God is a massive Kentucky fan. It's one of the two. There's no middle. There's no middle ground.
I already told you that, Steve. I already told you what the answer was.
Yeah. Well, now it doesn't matter because they keep losing, so I'm okay. That's an ebb and flow for me. But anyway, so I'm watching Texas. That arena's awesome. It's a little smaller. They got screens. Have you saw it?
No.
Okay, so imagine the arena, smaller than the Yum Center, super nice. Up top, there are screens all the way around, and they're bent in like this, like they're on top of you, and they're made to trap sound. So all the way around the arena, there's a huge screen. That's almost like a dome type.
I have seen it. Yep, no, I've seen it now.
Yeah.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The environment was incredible.
Sorry.
With that said, I watched that Texas team. That's the blueprint. That's the blueprint for Kenny Payne in this offseason. You've got Curtis Williams. You've got Caleb Glenn. Listen, I know the stories out there with A.J. Johnson. Sounds like Texas is... going to be the team to beat for him, and at this point, I mean, if he doesn't visit Louisville, I can't realistically say Louisville's got any chance at all.
Right.
He's not going to visit here. I mean, you know, and we'll see. Maybe he does. I would like him to. He's an awesome player. I think maybe give him a call and find out what it takes. But there's that, and then there's Isaiah Miranda. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seems like Louisville's in pretty good shape there between Louisville and the NBA. I would watch out for USC now, especially because they've been up there and they just landed the number one player in the country, Isaiah Collier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty sexy sell for Isaiah Miranda. So here's the thing, though. Those guys will be awesome, and I would love to get those guys. Texas showed you last night. You got to win in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Louisville, you have to win in the portal this year. And listen, I know what I say, and we'll get into it. I say, listen, I think Louisville has a much better shot in the portal this year because I don't care what anybody says. That cloud hurts the portal, and it hurt them last year. I will say this. I think your Bates and your Hunters don't care as much about the NCAA tournament. I don't think you necessarily lost Tyrese Hunter and Imani Bates because of an NCAA cloud?
Nikki, off the top of your head, I mean, this is going to require some brain power.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to ask you a question. Never mind.
No! Chat, hit me.
This is a total waste of time.
You just gave him two of the three. Who were the top three targets of Kenny Payne in the transfer portal?
Just gave you two of them.
I already gave him that hit.
I'm sorry. I'm like, Nikki, he's looking like the top he doesn't three know targets. One.
Give me the top three targets of Kenny Payne in the transfer portal.
Nick, I just said.
Look. I know, and I was actually listening, and I don't remember what they were. Wasn't A.J. Johnson? It was.
No,
I know. Stop. I'm thinking out loud.
Let him work through it, Steve.
It's killing my brain.
I know. Let him work. Everybody right now is at home listening.
And they're going crazy.
Everybody right now is screaming at Nikki. Don't you dare
I'm
check
not
your
looking
phone.
At, my
you
phone
never
is
get
down.
A third one.
Don't look at your phone, Nikki.
Mother of God. Please give him one.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No, I can't. I seriously can't think of it. Okay. This sucks.
Well, the show's over. We'll be here all day.
Everybody's
no,
screaming.
Because like I'm all the like freshmen are rushing through the
Texas.
Door.
They're not freshmen.
Texas.
I know they're
Steve,
not.
You're not
Steve.
Supposed to be talking, Steve. Hey, everybody, texters, help Nikki out right now. Text in who are the top three transfer targets of Kenny Payne. And
now or originally.
Over the summer, the top three targets, we talked about all three of them.
Okay, like, my mind's going to Imani Bates, but that wasn't one of them.
Yes, it is.
No, I thought that was kind of, like, the point is moo, because, like, he...
We talked about Imani Bates all summer long.
I know, okay, all right.
Now, that's one of them.
That counts?
Yes.
Because it kind of seemed like he eased off of them.
It counts, Nikki.
When he wasn't really...
It counts, Nikki.
Okay, fine.
Who's number two?
Tyrese Hunter. Okay. Well, damn, I knew these the whole time then.
Okay.
Who's so number three? He won't know number three.
Malachi Smith.
Do you know what school he went to?
No. SEC, right?
Yeah, close.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Why are you so disappointed?
Because I've heard of him. I've heard of him.
How close is the state of Washington to the SEC? I mean, he couldn't have gotten further away.
Hey, with conference realignment, you never know.
Technically, the school he was at, Steve, is an SEC country.
You know what? I'll give him a pass. He came from Chattanooga.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'll give him a pass. He went to Gonzaga.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's right.
No, I wouldn't have gotten it.
That's right. I knew that.
Nikki, you let.
I didn't know
you
that.
Let Steve
but
fluster
like,
you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim. You know what? I hate you.
So it's like.
Okay.
Yes.
Malachi. Tyrese. And Imani.
Yeah.
They're all three of my killers.
But Malachi, I don't put Malachi in that. I think you lose Malachi Smith.
Tournament.
Yeah. I think Malachi Smith's the type of kid that Gonzaga went to him. Yeah, and they're all three killing it, which means Kenny Payne knows what he's doing in the portal. You just got to land
Kenny Payne said there's three dudes that are game changers. Malachi Smith, Tyrese Hunter, and Monty Bates.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a KP apologist, but, like, I thought they really eased off of Imani, like everybody did.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, were there, but were they really, like, how much were they actually going?
It's fun from
that?
The coach's side to say this is important, but from the fan side, it's like, no.
Well, and he might, I'm sure.
GoFundMe.
He probably had something really important to do. But my point was, though, is Bates and Hunter, I don't think, because I said this year going into the portal with no cloud. But I said, now let me be fair. I don't think the cloud affected Bates and Hunter.
Listen,
I don't think they were that worried about that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give you a scale.
Bates probably not going to the tournament anyways. You know?
Yeah. Let me give you a scale. The top, the grad transfers that are big time, right?
Or to kiss your, you know what, be.
the big time transfers, it's like the Carlick Jones, he wants the ACC schedule. Mm-hmm. So he wants a full season to show what I can do. Mm-hmm. So you can get that guy to transfer here and not be as worried about the tournament, you know, because I need to play on TV 25 times so the world can see me.
Yeah.
Tyrese Hunter, no way. No way I'm coming here without the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be the man, and I need this tournament. I need that. I need that full tilt exposure. Mm-hmm. So you can get a lot of your Dwayne Suttons and, you know.
Well, wait a minute now. You say Tyrese Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you lost Tyrese Hunter to Texas because of the tournament.
I think they added into it.
I think Tyrese Hunter.
No, you lost him to the bag.
I think that's one where I can't fight you. If you say you should have paid Tyrese Hunter. I think Tyrese Hunter got paid to go to Texas, and it was a great investment.
That's right.
That kid is awesome.
That was a bad conversation.
How'd they finish last year?
Who?
Texas.
No, he went there last year.
But I'm saying,
they were talking about last night. They had 22 wins. Like, they were okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, they were okay. But they're awesome this year.
Okay.
I mean, that was an awesome team. And here's my point. He did it in the portal. He landed 4 or 5 transfers that were big time and put them together. And that's my point and Marcus, we're kind of fusing points because I'm saying
there are some people. Okay. I was trying to make a quick simplification.
There are
some people who need the tournament, who know they need the tournament. There are some people who just need the schedule. Like, I'll take the risk of not being in the tournament if I can play an ACC schedule.
Well, no, but I'm saying your point. I don't want your point to be lost because when I say, hey, guys, even more important than A.J. Johnson, even more important than Isaiah Miranda, and let me be clear, I want those kids. I want those guys. I know Greer said it sounds like A.J.'s probably going to Texas, and I don't even know if Louisville's in that anymore. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And I want those. And I say, Kenny Payne, go pay those guys. Whatever. Like, that's fine. Get those guys. But it's more important, I think, to win in the portal for next year. 24, you need to have a great class. And right now, Louisville's in with some big-time players in the top 10. But you have to win in the portal this year to get immediately better. I don't know that just landing a couple 5-stars is going to make you immediately better. That Texas team is immediately better. It is visual because they went and they got some dudes that were grown men. Okay? And my thing is, and this is where we're fusing points, I understand the fan that says – yeah, but I don't trust him in the portal. I immediately go, yeah, but he had the cloud. Well, you say, well, yeah, but he should have paid those guys. Okay, but here's my thing. The point fuses because Marcus says, well, yeah, but look who we went after. It's funny to make fun of Louisville and joke and say, ha-ha, everybody Louisville went after, now they're killing it. Yeah, but would you agree that he knows who to target in the portal, at least? So there is some hope going into this offseason that when he goes into the portal, he's going to know who to get. Now, you got to land him. Mm-hmm. You do got to land him. And I think Louisville will. I think if you had a Malachi Smith this year, you get him. Again, I don't know that Bates and Hunter change because unless you're going to pay. And I think we need to pay.
Steve, I watched the game.
That's my opinion. I don't care.
I watched the App State game, right? Watched the whole second half, right? Mm-hmm. It's late. Listen, we probably had six stops in a row, right? This guy gets Kamari lands on his hip, right? Takes him to the basket, mm-hmm. Kind of a floater, a right hand floater.
Yep.
Tough shot, right?
Yeah.
So when I'm watching, I'm like, I said, Kamari, that's a grown man move. He just hit you with.
Yeah.
Right? I'm laughing. I can feel the fan like, damn it, we gave up that bucket. And I'm looking at it live and I'm saying, Kamari, I don't know who that kid is, but that's a grown man move that he just hit you with, right? Mm-hmm. So today I'm listening to you. We're talking about transfers, right? I say, who's that dude? Number three, right? Mm-hmm. From App State. I don't think he's that tall. You know what I'm reading, Steve? Tamel Pearson. Mm-hmm. Number three from Appalachian State. Mm-hmm. 6'10" forward. Grad student. Mm-hmm. Transfer from Western Illinois.
Yeah.
That's a grown man, Kamari. That's a grown man that just took you to the basket and hit a floater on you. It's like, ouch. But to your point, Steve, you want to gear up fast? Go get some of them. Get some of those grown men.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, even this year on the team, Brandon's L. Ellis has an argument, but him and Brandon are the two best players right now. And I just think, man, when you go, if you go into that portal over the summer and you, is it like massively echoey all of a sudden? I'm not really sure what just happened there, but. Okay. No, it's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
All right.
Just, it might not have been coming out just in my ears. That's much better.
Yeah. Right. I think when he puts when he leaves his microphone open, it kind of gets.
Yeah, just, sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm deaf and I haven't turned up, so.
I am too bad. But yeah, man.
I've been riding Maven's levels a little bit.
I just think, I don't know if people agree with that or not, but I mean, I just think that that's more so. That,
I mean,
to me,
Rick,
is
like we knew it.
Like Glenn is a great ad. Glenn's going to help us as a freshman. I think Curtis Williams is going to help us as a freshman. I mean, are they going to come in and be starters? I don't know. Don't think so. But you're going to. I think you're going to have some turnover on this roster. I don't know what L's thinking, but I mean, I think he could come back. Everybody on the team could come back for one more year. But the way L's playing, he's probably going to want to go get paid next year. Brandon, I think Brandon will probably
go to
the league.
Don't talk about Brandon. Did I look so irritated when you said that?
Yeah, like you act like he's just not doing anything. He's awesome.
He gets no credit from me, Steve.
Okay. Well, I think he'll go pro.
Listen, no, yeah. Of course he's going to go pro. Yeah. It's just how much food is he going to leave us before he leaves? like how many wins are you going to? Listen, Steve. Listen, he had an opportunity for a rebound. He let somebody tip it out of his hands.
No, I agree. He's 18.
I don't care.
He's a reclass.
He's from Clarksville. I don't care.
No, I know L's a senior, but he got an extra year, his year of JUCO. So he does have one more year of eligibility. But I don't think he'll use it. It's my opinion. I don't have any info on this. I don't think Brandon will use that. I think Sydney is gonna have a decision to make at the end of the year, and I think it's gonna be go pro or leave. If something doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't know that Rose will be back. Again, I know these kids are not saying this. This is totally Steve Rummage's opinion. You know what I mean? Just by what I'm watching. So, I mean, okay, give me a Mike James back. Give me Fabio. Give me Devin. Give me Kamari Lance.
Yeah, give me
J.J. Traynor.
Yeah, give me five base.
And then my point is, you're gonna have to
fill out a roster.
Fill out a roster. Yeah, you're gonna have to fill out a roster next year. And in my opinion, you don't do that with freshmen, and expect to be really good next year. If you want to be a bona fide tournament team next year, you're gonna have to win in the portal. That's period. That's where you're gonna have to win, and it's gonna take a couple studs, and it's gonna take some good players. On top of that.
Listen, and here's the thing. I can have this conversation with everybody every single day about the word talent, right? And talent is being able to push your body. That's a talent. Mm-hmm. Being able to, you know, a discipline is a talent. Self-discipline is a talent. You know, aggression is a talent. Learning, if somebody tells you, hey, you have to be aggressive. You have to jump into somebody and get, you know, make the referee foul or, you know, call foul. Taking these things onto a game time situation is a talent.
Yeah.
So when you say talent, hire motor guys, you know, like a Caleb Glenn. You got to bring guys with heavier motors. Yes, the coach can find ways to rev up your motor a little bit, but the guys that are at the top of the talent pool mm-hmm. have higher motors.
Yeah.
Which is the talent we're going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just the physical, you know, the physical tools without the motor.
You know something I would keep my eye on? And this is not inside info. This is just my opinion. I would keep an eye in December. If Louisville could bring in it wouldn't help us for this season, but I wouldn't be blown away to see Louisville if somebody from another school reaches out that Louisville take a midseason transfer.
Kenny Payne,
they lose one too.
Kenny Payne, you know, listen, all the reputation about their relationships, right? So remember this too. I said it about Coach Mack.
Guys, real quick, let me say on the text line. I hate to have to keep doing this. We're not saying everybody's going to the NBA. We're not saying Louisville's got a bunch of NBA dudes. I'm saying, though, a lot of these guys are going to leave next year and just, like, and go make money somewhere.
Go give it a shot.
Yeah, look, we're not trying to say, so don't turn it into Stephen Marcus are saying we got a bunch of first-round picks on the team. I'm saying they're going to go pro, maybe something other than basketball. I don't know, okay? I'm not saying – Brandon, I am. I think we'll go to the NBA.
So, I mean, it's like people just going to shoot their shot. People just going to go shoot their shot.
I mean, there's some people – I mean, if you're a guy like Ellis, you play college basketball for 4 years. You're like, hey, I'm ready to go make some money.
And do I want to be in here with four guards now? You don't go from L. Ellis, having – the opportunities he has this year to share in the backcourt with four of the guards.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you don't – go ahead, Nikki. It just doesn't – that does not happen. It doesn't happen in the natural cycle of the basketball life.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. What you doing today after the show?
Am I allowed to say? Don't ask me questions like
that. You guys going?
Steve, you can be my plus one in practice.
I can?
Would you like to go?
Let's go!
Yay!
I did it!
Come on over, Steve. Let's go send these kids off right to Maui.
All right, let's do it. See what they got. I mean, we'll be here for the second hour. I will be.
I will too. Middays and Marks, maybe 9th.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.